Now, we live in an age of panicky parenting where nervous mums and dads fret that their little darlings might scrape a knee or hear a bad word or encounter a version of the world not prescribed for them. So here's a refreshing change, a book entitled 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. On the line is the author, Geaver Tully. Good afternoon, Geaver.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. We've just survived a bad storm out here.
Oh, how bad of a storm? What kind of a storm?
Big wind, big rain, and it's kind of ruined our phone lines.
Oh, my God. And where are you? You're in Ohio, is that right?
No, California.
You're in California now. Sorry, yes. It's
yes.
Geaver, the fact that you've even felt that you had to write a book called 50 Dangerous Things to Do With Your Children, I suppose says something about the way we tend to raise our children nowadays.
Yes. I teach a summer program for kids that's education designed around hands-on building.
Mm.
And in doing this and talking to the parents, I realized that some parents weren't sending their children because they didn't want them to learn how to drive a nail. They were too afraid of what might happen.
Mm.
So I wrote the book because we needed to start talking rationally about what we think children are capable of.
And so you think that a lot of parents nowadays are overprotective of their children?
Yes. When someone can look you in the face and say, we really ought to ban somersaults, then you know that the conversation has gotten a little distorted.
Mm.
Yeah. It's quite a few school systems in the UK and in the US have actually banned somersaults during recess. And I think when you do that, you have to look at what you're actually losing, which is the very experiences that children need in order to grow up and be creative, engaged people in this world.
Mm. And while I suppose nobody wants their child to get hurt, to a certain extent, they need to push the boundaries. They need to learn themselves what's safe and what's not safe rather than have mommy and daddy tell them.
That's exactly right. If you keep the child protected all the way through their lives, at what point do they have their own life? At what point do they learn how to measure and mitigate risk for themselves?
Mm. So what kind of things in your book do you recommend? What are some of the 50 things that you recommend?
Well, it's a broad spectrum of experiences because different cultures, different people have different ideas about what is dangerous, independent of the actual risk.
Mm.
So it starts as simple as lick a 9-volt battery. It's a very simple experiment that kids and most adults have never done these days. And the experience actually teaches something about how our nerves work and how we sense things in the world.
Yeah. And I did that when I was a kid. I would imagine most kids did that.
But you would think. But over 80% of the children we interview now have never licked a 9-volt battery and actually think that it's something that would be deadly.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's a simple one.
Yeah.
That illustrates how our ideas about what's dangerous and what isn't changes over time.
Hmm.
Other topics include... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, continue, tell us some more.
Other topics include climb a tree... learn how to drive a nail. Perhaps more controversially, throw things from a moving car is something every child would like to do, has thought of throwing something out the open window. But unless you set up a context where that's actually a safe thing to do, most children never get to actually do that.
Yeah.
And throwing a piece of fruit from a car actually allows us to experience the atmosphere as a fluid, which you can only kind of intuitively understand until you're actually going at 40 miles an hour and the air starts to have some viscosity.
Right. Okay. So presumably, you're not recommending someone does it on the highway or throw it at another car or something, that kind of thing.
No.
Obviously not.
I will admit that, in the United States, it's very easy to find an open, stretch of road with no houses or people on it. Mm. And that's one that maybe doesn't translate very well to the UK, but the principle is still the same, and there's other opportunities to do that. Another popular topic is super glue your fingers together. It's something that, you know, maybe we tried to avoid as kids, mm-hmm. but we all ended up doing eventually.
Yeah.
You get a little drop of that glue, and you're like, oh, I've got glue on my finger, and then suddenly the two fingers are stuck together for an hour.
Mm.
The idea behind this is that a little temporary disability like this, which changes everyday activities like eating a bowl of cereal or trying to write your name into a puzzle, gives the child a chance to have an understanding of what it's like to live with a disability, mm. even though this is just a temporary one.
Mm. In your book, do you recommend that, if you like, that they take these risks in a supervised way, or they go and stick their fingers together with super glue by themselves just in the normal course of playing, as a lot of us did when we were kids?
Well, of course, in the book, we recommend that these are activities that the parent creates a situation where it's a either supervised or lightly supervised activity. The point of the book, despite the provocative title, is that the parent and the child should have a discussion about risk and danger.
Mm.
And the project give an opportunity to sort of do that and to practice what might be considered risky activities in a manner that makes them actually safe and educational.
Mm. Well, given the title that you'd given the book, did you find it difficult to find a publisher?
Yes, of course. We live in the most litigious society in the world right now. Mm. California is recognized as a legal quagmire. I'm sure things aren't that much different in Ireland. And the book itself presents a challenge to publishers. But really the largest challenge that we got was not the activities themselves, but the fact that we use a very plain language when we talk about these things, and the publishers wanted us to put it in more kid-friendly terms, which we thought kind of diluted the seriousness of the topic.
Yeah.
So we fought with them and ended up publishing ourselves.
Right. Okay. So it's probably been a fairly long road for you to get this book into the shops.
Yes. And in fact, we're still struggling to get them into bookstores now. The only way you can reliably get it is through one of the Amazon services.
Right. Okay. Okay, well, yeah. Hopefully after this, Guívar, lots of people will be logging onto Amazon to get their hands on your book. Guívar Tully's book is called 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. Guívar, thanks a million for talking to us today. We're going to take a break, and apologies for the phone line there, but as Guívar said, there had been a bit of a storm, so the phone line wasn't the best. Anyway, we'll take a break after this. Some of the audio highlights of the week.
Moncrief on News Talk 106 to 108.